Welcome again to Cottage Talk Full Time. I am Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Max Cohen and Emilio Donnell and Rob Elliott, who are both at Craven Cottage. This is our initial reaction show to Fulham's 3-2 victory against Southampton. This was an incredible way to start off the Claudio Ranieri era, and we're going to just share our initial reaction to it in just a minute. Before we get going, I just have to welcome my co-host to the show. Max, how you doing?
This is what a win feels like, Russ. It's been so long, and it's such a weird feeling, but it's a great feeling. It wasn't easy. You know, it wouldn't be easy if it was Fulham. But to get that 3-2 win against Southampton, after so many months of losing and not scoring and just being at the bottom of the table, it's great to be lifted off, and hopefully this can be the start of something special under Claudio Ranieri.
Let's hope so. Let's talk to the guys down at Craven Cottage. Emilio, Rob, how are you guys doing? What's the atmosphere like? It must be pretty jubilant.
I think so. I think relieved, I think, is the right word. I think more than jubilant. I think it's just...
I think I'm slightly more jubilant, Russ. I think it's going to be a season of relatively few wins, so we might as well enjoy them when they come
true,
along.
That's true. I just feel it's relief at the end. Not the relief so much that we've actually turned the... Well, we've turned around after seven consecutive defeats, we've turned around and got a win, but it's the way we hung on, you know, just sheer relief. It felt like a very, very long 30 minutes.
Long. A lot of character in that performance.
There was. You're right. Absolutely. Really good to see. And that's what we believe. You know, we said this, Russ, offline, that, you know, the Ranieri, I think, will compose a team, bring a bit more belief, a bit more confidence. Obviously, he's done that with the victory in his first game, but you can see it was ugly. It wasn't the prettiest performances, but we won ugly, and maybe that will instill the confidence that the team needs, and maybe we can push on from here.
Okay, excellent. Rob, I want to go to you because Emilio gave the word that I was thinking, ugly. Style of play, does it really matter? Is it just about the 3 points?
I think it's a bit more than that. So 3 points are obviously very important given where we are. And it's very important to get a win early on for Ranieri because that, you know, instills the enthusiasm and the hope that, you know, is there. But there was some really decent performances today. Cess was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And linked up well with Mitro. Kearney played in a much more advanced position than they used to see. And I think it took a little bit of time to get going. But second half,
Kearney
was absolutely fantastic and linked up well with Sessegnon and Mitro. And I think Mitro needs players close by in the Premier League effective. So I think it was fairly ugly, but there was some big positives there as well.
The character you said there, Rob, I think that's key.
That's right.
From a goal down, you know, our head didn't drop. We started. You know, badly. You know, they should have scored. Gabbiadini should have scored early on, and you know, Fabri made a good save or two. I think it was a double save. I haven't seen the replay, but you know, the fact that the character from turning a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead, actually, that gave us more belief, and maybe that kick up the backside Mr. Ranieri has given to his team, and the confidence is instilled in the dressing room. So, but again, second half, we sort of came out second best. We were second best all second half, and we sat back.
Yeah.
But that's Ranieri's strategy. Play from the back, defend well, make it difficult for your opponent. That's his philosophy. And we saw that. I would have been interested to see how we would have played under Jokanović when we were 2-1 up, 3-2 up. What strategy would Jokanović have played? We may not have got the win.
I think it's fair to say we may have seen the end of possession football. Which part of me will mourn because I've really enjoyed the fact that we've been a very classy team over the last few seasons, but albeit in the lower division. But yeah, we're going to see a different brand of football.
Yeah, know. And the survival is key here. So Premier League survival is priority over above pretty football. You know, and I'm happy to accept a different brand of football if it means we see these games year in, year out.
Right. And guys, I want to go to you, and then I want to go to Max because the announcers that Max and I were listening to were just saying that this is a complete departure from Jokanović's style. It was counterattacking football under Ranieri, and they were more compact. They showed some character. So I guess we're just going to have to get used to the style, Rob, that you were talking about. But in the end, 3 points is 3 points.
Absolutely. We can't knock that. And that, you know, for the last 25, 30 minutes of the second half, we hung on for dear life. Very characteristic of an Italian team defending. But this is old soul Ranieri. He's been at top level for many, many years. You know, and he's gone on record in the press releases saying that, you know, you can't defend like we have done for the last two or three months at this level. So every game will get better. You know, there were, you know, other than the positives that you said, Rob, I think Mawson and Rico, I think Rico, to be honest with you,
he was my man of the match.
Yeah, he was mine as well. I think, forget the fact that Mitrovic scored two great, you know, good goals. He saved us time and time again and looked very commanding in that box.
Absolutely. You know? Max, over to you. I want to get your thoughts on what the guys just shared. And again, the two words that came out from both of them, ugly, but character, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can see that, you know, possession football is gone, as I mentioned. But, you know, I'm happy to give up possession football if the possession we do have is incisive, attacking, and penetrative. You know, that's what we saw. I mean, that first goal, Mitrovic's first goal, that was a lovely passing move. I mean, the lovely chip ball from Kearney, the cutback from Le Marchand, and the finish. And that wasn't necessarily laborious, slow passing. It was quality. And I enjoyed that. And I think back on its day, that type of football can be just as enjoyable as maybe what we saw under Slavisa in the past 2.5 years. And then you saw, of course, Sessegnon setting up the brilliant goal to Schürrle. And Rico, as you guys mentioned, superb at the back. I mean, I always was a Bednelli supporter, but now I think it's very clear who the number one keeper is. And I'm glad Renier realized that, because he didn't, in the pre-match press conference when he said, you know, who are you going to play in goal, he gave kind of a diplomatic answer instead of unequivocally backing Rico, which is interesting, I thought. I think the defense will improve. But at the end of the day, it's a great win. But we still conceded two fairly soft goals to, you know, one of the worst attacks in the league.
True.
Guys, I want to ask you your thoughts on what Max just shared, because we were talking about off-air before you joined us, that the style of play, we won't have as much possession as we're used to. But if you get quality opportunities compared to quantity, this might be a way for us to go forward, because under Jokanović, we'd have all this possession, but where was the quality possession? If this is quality possession, isn't that more valuable than having all that quantity of possession? I'm curious what you both think about that.
Yeah, I think it's also about how we break as well. So, you know, with Jamie Vardy in the Premier League, you know, with his pace, you know, Sessegnon had a very good game. You know, he was stretching their defence. I'm not surprised to see Kamara on the bench, because he's another option, you know, in terms of not necessarily being technically capable, more around his strength, you know, in attack and the fact that he's very quick. But my view is, you know, we're going to get limited opportunities. And the fact that we took them today, and albeit some of them, you know, not so fortuitous, in the third goal, it was the cross from Christie wasn't particularly great. It was like just a little lob into the six-yard box. It came off one of their players, and Mitrovic done well to finish from that position, because it wasn't an easy finish. But so even, you know, it's just, we have to take our chances. We're going to get few and far between, and we've got to be a bit more clinical and use the pace to good effect. I think we have got some pace in the team, but sometimes we will be playing narrow. We'll have to keep possession. That's key as well. That's why we get the ball too cheaply, far too often. You know, Callum Chambers' passing was absolutely atrocious. Did he actually pass the ball successfully once today? He was heading the ball well, but passing absolutely atrocious. So we're giving the ball away too cheaply. And these are similarities to the Jokanović era. You can't keep defending and giving the ball away as cheaply as we did, because you will get annihilated by better teams. And let's not forget Southampton are bottom 16 as well.
They are.
So they made us look good at times.
No, very good there. Rob, I want your thoughts on this, because Emilio brings up a good point, and like I said, Max and I were talking about this, and this is going to be an adjustment for me, who liked Jokanović's style, but I think I'm understanding where we're going here. And if we have players that have pace like Sessegnon, not that he's Jamie Vardy in that role, but again, in a counterattacking style, he could be very dangerous. So for me, I can live with quality possession instead of quantity of possession if we take advantage of our opportunities.
Yeah, clearly, if we take advantage of opportunities, everyone's going to be happy with that. I think, I mean, we do have some really good players in that squad. Hmm. What we've been lacking so far this season is the structure and the shape and the team that's played a lot together. So as that comes in, you'd expect to see the quality coming out from the players that we've got. So I'm not completely sold on the, you know, it's going to be a struggle and we're going to have to sit back and take our chances. We still should be trying to play some decent football. Hmm. And with decent footballers in a decent structure and a decent shape, we should be able to achieve that. So I don't think we should just settle for you know, making the most of our limited opportunities and trying to hang on in games and, you know, nick wins. I think we're probably better than that.
Yeah.
It's not shown so far in the season because it's been a bit of a shambles, to be frank.
Right.
And today, I think today's victory was more, not so much the quality, it was just the, maybe the belief, the, you know, maybe the new
character.
Manager, different, you know, the character, the belief he's instilling in the dressing room.
There is quality as well. It's not all about the, you know,
in the squad, yeah. And I think, but equally today, I think, I wouldn't say we necessarily got away with a victory today, because Southampton, out 65% possession away from home. That's something that is of concern against a team who's in the bottom six.
We need players like Seri to step up.
Yeah,
and stop that. He's been a bit disappointing since a really good start. And the fact that he seems to only be able to put 70 minutes in is again a concern.
And it's only when, on that point, it's only when Kenny started taking the ball by the horn in the second half and started taking control of midfield, that's when Seri became anonymous. Hence the reason why he got substituted and Tom Kenny playing more advanced.
All right. Amelia, let's talk about the end of the match. And you and Rob were talking about character. So let's, again, talk about that, because I'm watching and I'm just basically holding on for the end here. What was the feeling at Craven Cottage for the end of that match?
It was very much the same. It was, you can sense the frustration. You know, we weren't closing their attackers quickly enough. We were sitting back. We were letting them play. They had too much time on the board. Pretty much, let's be honest, it's not just the last 20 minutes. Throughout the whole game, Southampton technically were the better team. Let's be honest, give them some credit here, although they lost. And I think we just invited them to play, and we gave them so much room, so much space. And it was one of those games where on another day, we would have got a sucker punch and would have conceded late on. But we hung on. That will give us a bit of confidence, but you can't play like that week in, week out, and hang in, and, you know, for a 3-2 win against any team. Southampton are in the bottom six for a reason. And their defence is just as bad as ours.
That's right.
So the fact that we've also conceded two against a very poor poor team, there's just some worries there. Let's not get too carried away. A win is a win. We're off the bottom, but let's not get carried away. There's a lot of work still to be done here, but will do.
But it's
confidence.
A good first step, Emilio.
Absolutely, a good first step, but I'll stay grounded as always. I'm not going to get carried away, and, you know, there's
I know you, absolutely.
You know, some of the quality is the bit that worries me. The fact that you think we scored three goals, but we haven't created enough today. That's a worry, week in, week out. The fact that that's what worries me. You know, the fact that we're still capable of conceding goals, you know, against any team. That's of concern, because there's not enough quality there, not enough creativity. Just a few bright moments. We scored three goals, but on another day, we should have lost that game. Rico kept us in the game, some great saves, good defending from Mawson. I thought Mawson and Odoi looked well together. But other than that, there's a lot of negatives as well. So I'm not going to get too downbeat because we've won, but let's not forget there's still a lot of work to be done. And we've got crucial home games coming up, so... On to Chelsea and then to Leicester City, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Very good there. Max, over to you. Thoughts on what Emilio just shared, and what was going through your mind at the end of the match? Because I know what was going through mine, and as we were already talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it was the most nervy finish since the 26th of May.
And I was there with you, Emilio, and it felt just like that, actually.
It did. That's a good point. And it felt like it's like you don't win this game, you concede 2 points, then you're going to get relegated. It felt like two teams in the bottom three playing each other. It felt like a massive 6 points. That's what the atmosphere felt like in the ground. The worry that we weren't competitive enough, you know, offensively when we were leading 2-1, 3-2. That's my worry. You can't continue to sit back and defend. So it's only one game, so let's not get too downbeat. But equally, let's not get carried away.
Yeah, but I think one thing we have to take into account is that, you know, although Ranieri did have the 2 weeks of the international break, you know, that could almost be kind of a false situation, because most of his players were out on international duty. So we only had a couple of days with the full squad. So I would expect the next couple of weeks, when he does have the full squad at his disposal, to drill them in his defensive routines. I think we will see the defense solidify. And I do think we'll also see us probably creating more chances. He'll also probably finally tune
it's
that
a good
counterattacking
point, Max.
Style.
It's a very good point, because this is just the beginning stages of learning his system. So it has to get better once you play it more. And then, of course, you get the unity. But I think this is a good first start. But, guys, just to finish off, Emilio, What do you think Claudio Ranieri is thinking after the match? He's obviously happy with the 3 points, but as I said to Max off air, I think he's going to be very disappointed that they give up those two goals.
Yeah, I think so. Knowing Claudio Ranieri, I met him many, many years ago when he was the manager of our local neighbours, and you know, I know what he's like. He's a perfectionist, and you know he will be disappointed that we've conceded two fairly sloppy goals. But all equally, he's a leader. He will motivate the team. He's a good manager. So I think what we'll see now is hopefully less disruption in the dressing room than we saw with his predecessor. And I think we'll see a team of believers. They can see light at the end of the tunnel. And like to Max's point, you know, more days of training will result in different strategies, different tactics. The team will start to get more gel together. We'll hopefully start to see a more stable team, which we haven't had all season. That's important. We need to learn from our mistakes, but keep the same, you know, start play the same team ballpark, and then we can start to move forward. But if we keep chopping and changing week in, week out, then we will have problems. But you know, I think he won't be reflecting on the negative tonight. He'll tell the guys, don't celebrate with your families, don't have a drink, and we'll come back on Monday morning and we'll start again and prepare for Chelsea.
All right there. Max, your final thoughts and what you might think is going through the mind of Claudio Ranieri, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I think the most important thing today was getting the 3 points. We got that. If we had lost or drawn, it would have been a very different story, and we would have been really, I think, truly cut adrift. Now we're off the bottom. We're tied in goal difference with a bunch of teams. We have a bunch of very competitive home matches to come. And listen, the festive period is going to be massive. You know, home matches against Wolves and Huddersfield coming up. I mean, I can't. I'll be over there for those matches, and then you know the away match on New Year's Day against Arsenal. It will be a fun time. And listen, Fulham are very much in this. We're not down and out, and I think the new manager bounce is pretty real. We have that optimism, and that's what we need.
Exactly. And it'll give us a moment to push on, won't it? So we've got the platform to push on from it, especially these forthcoming home games. They're the games we need to be winning, the six-pointers.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Guys, let's wrap up the show. I'm just going to say one thing that I think this is a good start for Fulham under Claudio Ranieri, and I know he won't be happy with giving up the two goals, but it's something to build on, and we will see what he can take in his next steps as a Fulham manager. And the Claudio Ranieri era has now officially begun. We will have a full Cottage Talk post-match show following this, probably in a day. But guys, Emilio, thank you so much for doing this on such short notice.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me on. And yes, not coming that too downbeat. I think maybe I've come across a little bit too downbeat. The key thing is, a win's a win. To Max's point, we're off the bottom.
Be grounded.
We can only look up, but let's just reflect that there's still a lot to be learned, a lot of lessons to learn and take forward to the next game. So, but a good start, and onwards and upwards, I hope.
Absolutely. Max, thank you so much for doing this, my friend.
Of course. Always good to do it after a win. It took around 3 months, but here we are. And
here we are.
In the bag.
Here we are. All right. Well, it's been great doing this with you guys, but it's time to wrap it up. For Emilio, Rob, and Max, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for listening to Cottage Talk.